Fiat. May 23rd, 1937. How the divine will is order and peace. And this is the sign wherever it reigns. One who lives in the divine volition is constantly renewed in the divine sanctity, love, and freshness, and in her act runs the creating and growing act of the divine goods. The sea of the divine volition murmurs continuously, but with such harmony, order, and peace. Its waves, though gigantic, are always peaceful. And as they invest the creatures and heaven and earth, first they give them the embrace and the kiss of peace, and then they enter into their souls. If they do not receive the kiss of peace, it seems that they pass over them, because the divine will does not adapt to a place where there is no peace. It is unfit for it. But while my mind was wandering within this sea, my always lovable Jesus, visiting my little soul with divine sweetness and peace, told me, "My blessed daughter, my will is order, and the sign it reigns in the soul is perfect order, which generates peace. Hence, peace is a daughter of order, and order is a direct child generated by my fiat. But you don't know the great good that order produces. Order gives dominion to the creature and renders her dominator of herself and dominator of all created things. And since her dominion is divine, because it is generated by my will, she dominates over my will itself and over all. But this is not all yet. The virtue of order is admirable. It binds itself to all. It gives itself to all. And with its peaceful and dominating waves, it takes and appropriates the strength of creation and that of the saints that are in heaven. Even the very divine strength, she makes it her own. Her manners, orderly and peaceful, are so penetrating and insinuating that all let her operate. More so, since she has given herself to all, she has kept nothing for herself. Therefore, it is right that all give themselves to her. So, she feels within herself the peace, the joy, the happiness of the celestial dwelling. All feel unified and bound with inseparable union, because what my will unites is not subject to separation. Hence, true order brings the union and the accord with all. The creature has a place in everyone, and all will find a little place in her, who will love them with that same love with which their very Creator loves them. These are the prodigies that my omnipotent fiat knows how to do. Wherever it reigns, it can but do works that resemble it and generate in the soul the effects that form its very life, so much so that no one will be able to find fault in her, and I must be able to say, nobody touch her. Indeed, no one will be able to touch her, because she is will of mine. And if anyone dare to, I will know how to defend myself. My love will convert for them into fire of justice, and I will humiliate them unto dust. Therefore, be attentive that everything be order and peace in you. If you perceive anything contrary, put yourself on guard and pray me, press me, that I may knock down with my dominion anything that is not order and perennial peace. Afterwards, I continued to think about the divine will. And my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, as the creature calls my will into her acts, in order to live in it, my will invests the creature and her act with its creative strength and renews its divine life. Suppose that she calls it while she is operating. Listen to what my will does. It calls in act all the times she has operated. It unites them together as if they were one single act. And putting in its creative strength, it transforms everything she has done and is doing into divine. It seals on it the sanctity of its works and gives her the new merit and glory as if she had done everything anew for love of it. If she loves, it calls back to life all the times she has loved and makes of them one single love. If she suffers, it calls to life all the times she has suffered, unites them together, places on them the seal of divine pains, and gives her the new merit for as many times as she has loved and suffered. In sum, everything that she has done and that she repeats, it all returns in act by uniting together in order to receive the new beauty, sanctity, grace, freshness, love, and new merit. In my will, there are no separated or divided acts, but highest unity. Everything must resemble me, with this difference alone, that in the creature there is our creating and growing act, while our Supreme Being is not subject to either growing or decreasing. Our fullness, immensity, and infinity is such that, in order to give vent to our love, we feel the need to give, to love the creatures, and to be loved, but without decreasing a tiny bit. This is why we are all eyes. We are as though on the lookout to see when she wants to live life in our will, so as to have the occasion to love her more and enrich her with our love, to receive love. We can say that we cover her with our divine being. We harmonize her with us in order to enjoy her and give her from our own. And when she, stirred by the fever of our love and by our burning breath that tells her constantly, I love you, O daughter. When she makes our echo her own and repeats to us, I love you, life of my life, love of my love, my Father, my Creator, my all, I love you. She puts us in feast. She gives us the pure joys that we want for having given her life. This is why we want her in our will, to keep her as we want, to give her what we want to give her, and to receive what we want from her. Outside of our fiat, our love remains hampered for her. There is such distance between she and us that she ends up feeling far away from us, and we far away from her. And she reaches the point of fearing us and of being afraid of us. Human will, where do you cast my creature, whom I so much love?